Now, 906 at 97.5 Glory FM. And Tom, once again, for Community Focus, our public affairs program, we are pleased to have in our studios live this morning on the day before Thanksgiving, Phil Dennis, who is with the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. Good to have you with us, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
So now's a great time when it comes to Thanksgiving. Everybody thinks about food and spending time with the family. But right now, there's a big need when it comes in the area about food and people who are in need and who are hungry right now. So let's talk about what Georgia Mountain Food Bank is all about and what you do.
Well, the very basic is we give out food to people that need our help. We've been doing that since 2007. In fact, we've given away over 85 million pounds of food throughout our five-county service area. So we serve Hall, Forsyth, Dawson, Lumpkin, and Union counties. And we get out that food through our 60 partner agencies, that over 60 partner agencies that help us reach people, families, seniors, children through various programs. So that's essentially what we do. We are filling the gap. We like to say filling the gap because so many families currently are choosing, do I pay that electric bill? Do I pay rent or do I eat? Can I afford to put gas in the car to get to work or do I eat? Well, they choose not to eat because they've got to get to work because they're supplying that basic need for their family. Many people have a misconception that it's only the homeless that are hungry. Well, to be sure, our homeless people are hungry. But most of our clients, we have found, are people that are working a good job or maybe two jobs, sometimes three jobs, in order to bring home enough funding to put a roof over their head, gas in their car, and food on the table. So we often fill in that gap. Our partner agencies do a great job with the resources that we have. But the problem is the resources right now. So food is a real concern. We have a 30% increase in food insecurity, and that was before Helene came through and did its damage. You know, we were spared in this area a lot, but our fellow food bank in Augusta was hit hard. Everybody knows about North Carolina. And the way we have moved food around to help those communities and people from those communities coming here to temporarily live, we really need help with food right now.
All right, first of all, tell everybody about how you got involved in the Georgia Mountain Food Bank and why you're so passionate about it.
I have always been in the nonprofit world. My wife and family, we moved up here in 2006 so I could teach at a local Christian school. I eventually, then 2008 hit. We all know about that crisis. But I ended up at Interactive Neighborhood for Kids and was working there. And the director of Georgia Mountain Food Bank came to us because she needed bowls for the empty bowl luncheon. And we had a paint your own pottery studio at Inc. So my first contact with the Georgia Mountain Food Bank was as a volunteer helping to provide bowls for our annual empty bowl luncheon. And it did not take too long, and I made the leap over into joining Georgia Mountain Food Bank full-time as their community and volunteer outreach person. And you're right, I'm passionate about this because we help people. And there will always be a need for food. We're told that in the scriptures. But we need to be there to help provide a safety net.
As we talk with Phil Dennis this morning here on Community Focus, our public affairs program, let everybody know about Georgia Mountain Food Bank, because so many people, and that's why I'm glad you're here this morning, Phil, because so many people don't even know about this organization.
Well, and I find that to be true all the time. We've been around since 2007. As I said, a group from the I have notes here. I don't want to get the name wrong. But a group of concerned Gainesville citizens from the North Georgia Community Foundation went down prior to 2007 to the Atlanta Community Food Bank, and they're like a partner of ours. Mm-hmm. And because they knew there were people that needed food, they knew there was plenty of food around, but it wasn't making the right connections. So this group of people went down there to see what they had down in Atlanta and decided we needed something along that scale up here. So companies like Hollis Transport stepped up to the plate. When we first got started, we had warehouse space at Hollis. And then in 2011, we got some land through Jim Walters. We got some land out of Calvary Church Road off of Exit 20, just out there a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we were able to occupy a brand new warehouse at the time. In 2012, we had our ribbon cutting, and we opened up our new facility, the Walt Boomershine Food Logistics Facility. Walt was very instrumental in getting us going in the early days as well. And so through folks like Hollis and the Boomershine family and other concerned citizens like Jim Walters and Phil Wilhite and others, we were able to really make a mark and get started. And so our pantries grew from 20 to 40 to over 60. And we do it with pantries, with backpack programs, meal serve programs where people get a hot meal. And we also have multiple food distributions, like today. Today is Wednesday. It's the fourth Wednesday of the month. And we're going to be at Free Chapel this afternoon serving over 400 families. So Free Chapel does a distribution in conjunction with the food bank twice a month. We also have a mobile market now. Through a grant, we were able to get a truck and a trailer, and we can go to rural areas where people don't have access to cars or access to a brick and mortar food pantry, and we can serve people that way. And we also have Neighborhood Fresh that delivers fresh produce from our store pickups, and we can serve people that way as well.
So do people sign up to receive food from the George Mountain Food Bank then?
Well, actually, people go to our pantries.
Got you.
All right. We serve our pantries and other agencies, and they get the food out to the community. Now, that doesn't mean if somebody shows up at the food bank, we're going to give them food, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We call it client choice. So when people show up at the food bank, if they've never been there before and they don't know where to get help, we're going to provide them with food. But we also provide them with a list of pantries where they can get help on a regular basis.
Great.
So that's how we work.
So, for example, with you being in charge of outreach, you have your website, right? And
that's
people
right.
can find out more details about the pantries there on the website?
That's exactly right. We have a new feature. It's very helpful. You can go to our website, say, I need help with food. You know, you click on that, and a map pops up. You put in your zip code, and all the pantries around you pop up, and you can choose which one is closest. You can view their hours, so when they're open, and a phone number, their address, and any documentation you might need. Most of them require a driver's license. Hall County wants to serve Hall County. Forsyth wants to serve Forsyth.
Sure.
You know, that sort of
sure.
thing. So, but it's a great feature, and it helps. But you see, sometimes people need help on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The pantry close by is open on Thursday.
Right.
So they're going to come to us. We're going to give them a little bit of food to, you know, tie them over until they can get to that food pantry on Thursday.
The website. Everybody know about it.
The website, yes. www.gmfb.org.
Okay. Because if my mind had differently, I thought, okay, so it's for the each of the initials for the George Mountain Food Bank then, right?
That's right. That's
so GMFB,
right.
And is it .org or .com?
.org.
.org.
We're
gotcha.
An organization. Yes.
Gotcha. So,
we're a 501(c).
Super.
Yeah.
All right. So remember that, folks. The George Mountain Food Bank, GMFB.org. You can find all the information there on their website. that situation. You know, I think about, Phil, the number of children who attend school in Hall County who have to receive free food. That gives, I think, the listeners, and gives me the idea of what kind of need there is here in the community that people really cannot afford to eat a decent meal.
That's right. That's right. Actually, the food insecurity rate for children in Georgia is 1 out of 5.
Oh, my goodness.
So generally, there could be, there are places where it's even worse.
Wow.
But in our area, it's 1 out of 5 children need assistance with food. And that's why the backpack programs that we have are so important. That's why school lunch and breakfast is so important. And we're meeting with that needs. Our backpack programs are growing. We need special food for them. And one of the reasons we recently enlarged our warehouse was to provide, and we're working on it, to get USDA and GNAP food into the food
bank. Well, the church that I'm a member at, Flat Creek Baptist Church, I know we have a Wednesday night program when it comes to backpacks and how important it is. And it's like, okay, all of a sudden we found out the need a few weeks ago that y'all in need of food because y'all are running out of food. And that's just because of the need and also because of supply, right? You have both demand and supply.
That's right. That's right. We, in our partnership with the Atlanta Community Food Bank, we get salvaged food. We get food that's reclaimed from supermarkets.
It's still quality food, everybody knows.
It's still quality food. I don't really like the word salvaged, but reclaimed, okay? So, and that's what we do on a regular basis. We go around to Kroger, Publix, Sam's, Walmart, a couple of Aldi's, but we get food that they would not sell.
Sure.
And then we go through it, make sure it's safe, and then it goes out to our pantries. Well, we also get food like that from Atlanta.
Super.
Well, we just got our last shipment. We don't know when the next one's going to be.
But so you say last as in final or just last for right now?
Last for right now.
Wow.
Last for, we don't know.
Wow.
You know, we're not going to get it. We're not going to get one in December.
Wow.
We don't know what January will hold.
So tell everybody how that affects you then.
Well, because, you know, once we go through the food that they've given us, once we go through the food that our schools just did a food drive, and that's a fantastic opportunity for our school students to actually give back to the food bank. We get a lot of food when we do that. But once we go through that, it could easily be gone by the end of the month, by the end of December.
Wow.
The food that we got from Atlanta just the other week will probably be gone in a month.
Oh, wow.
Right? So we recently did a food packing for Helene Relief, you know, Hurricane Relief.
Sure.
We recently did a function with the Atlanta Falcons down in Flowery Branch.
Very good.
Where all the guys came and packed food up, specific boxes for hurricane relief. We did that on a Tuesday. On Friday, we were taking it over to Augusta to Golden Harvest because they really need assistance right now.
Oh, sure.
I happened to be in Augusta the following Friday. Only 2 of the 6 or 7 pallets that we took were left.
Oh, wow.
So that's how quickly the food can go out at this time because of supply.
We're talking to Phil Dennis of Georgia Mountain Food Bank this morning here on 97.5 Glory FM on Community Focus. You can go to their website, gmfb.org, and that's for Georgia Mountain Food Bank, gmfb.org. This is an organization that truly helps this local community. He's in the 5-county area here with Hall, Forsyth, Dawson, Lumpkin, and Union County, how they supply food to the local area. Tell me about the relationship you have with your pantries here in the area, Phil.
Well, we support them. We have a person on staff that, well, we actually have 2 people now, that their sole job is to promote and support the pantry. So, of course, there's rules we all have to follow. Food safety rules,
sure.
Things like that. So part of their job, of course, is enforcement. But what Lydia and Amy really try and do is support the individual pantries and programs. So in the past, we've helped them write grants to maybe get a refrigerator or a freezer so that they can expand their ability to serve the community.
Great point.
We had one of our pantries in South Hall. We helped them write a grant for a cooler, and I just love this story because it shows, you know, the pebble when it makes a ripple, how it just grows and expands. So we helped them get a refrigerator for their pantry. One of their church members heard about that and said, I'm going to buy you another one.
Oh, wow.
So it was like double the impact, much like Giving Tuesday. It's going to be double the impact for us.
All right, explain about Giving Tuesday and how people can help the George Mountain Food Bank.
Okay, so this year for Giving Tuesday, we're actually holding an event. We're going to be downtown. We're going to be at the Walmart markets on Browns Bridge and Thompson Bridge.
Super.
We're going to have volunteers there accepting food donations. But on our website, we're going to have a special button and special QR code. In fact, when I leave here today, I'm going to be going downtown to put out posters about Giving Tuesday with
Super.
Our QR code.
Great.
It will allow people to make a simple donation for Giving Tuesday. We have a sponsor this year, a corporate sponsor, that is doing a matching gift for us. It's Mall of Georgia, Kia,
wonderful,
Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, but they've made a donation to enable us to double the impact of your donation.
Wonderful.
Up to $25,000.
Wonderful.
So when people hit that QR code, you know, we tell everybody $1 creates five meals. So $50 would be 250 meals. Did I do my math right? But
so,
on Giving Tuesday, $50 is going to provide 500 meals because of the matching gift. So we're going to be out there collecting food, collecting funding. We do a lot of our purchasing through a Feeding America connection with the Nashville Food Bank and their program called Project Preserve. It allows us to buy food for our inventory at a much, much discounted rate, because Project Preserve, they're in the business of providing food for sister food banks. So that's where right now we purchase a lot of our food. And when we do our distributions at Free Chapel, we have to purchase that chicken for the families to get some, you know, protein along with everything else they get. So Giving Tuesday is really important to us. It will, and this year it will double the impact of every individual gift.
I'd like to mention Free Chapel because we have an announcement on our website where we received information from them weeks ago about they're going to be helping the community with Thanksgiving at all of their locations here in Georgia and elsewhere in South Carolina. About Thanksgiving, they were giving away giveaway chicken.
That's right.
And then I did not know that you're being involved with that. That's wonderful you're helping out with that today.
Yes, yes.
So we're talking with Phil Dennis of the Georgia Mountain Food Bank this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs program. So I think a lot of people don't understand that you have to buy food also, Phil.
That's right.
That's why Giving Tuesday is so important.
That's right. That is why it's so important, because, I mean, every meal counts. Every dollar counts. And we do our best. Usually we buy special boxes for holidays. So, you know, it will have stuffing and cranberry and dessert-type items. This year, because of the extreme need, everyday need, we're just getting general food boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have healthy choices, you know, low sugar or no sugar items, no salt, low salt, whole grains, so oatmeal, not sugary cereals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a variety box, but it's geared to everyday, not specific to Christmas or Thanksgiving box, you know, because people need staples every day. So we're channeling getting that type of food as well as whole flats of vegetables and fruit and rice and beans and spaghetti sauce, you know, the staples. We put out on our website, there's also a most needed food items list.
I wanted to ask you that. Good. Glad to hear about that.
Great. So we tell everybody what we need most. You know, you can do a lot with peanut butter and jelly. And I always say peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
All right. Spaghetti sauce and the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Black beans and rice or red beans, but rice and beans, mm-hmm. you know, because certain things go together.
Sure.
And you want to make a whole meal. So, you know, that's why I say peanut butter and, mm-hmm. and. People don't think of fruit much.
No, I don't.
But because most of us try and buy our fruit from the produce section.
Mm-hmm.
Most families in need can't afford that. And, of course, most pantries, when you have shelf-stable foods, that's what you're promoting. Produce is at a premium and not practical to distribute, you know. That's why our Neighborhood Fresh program is so important, because we can take that produce that the stores donate and get it out right away, because it has to be given out.
Sure.
Time is a factor with fresh produce. So canned fruit is really important in those general boxes. But what we stress, because of course we're feeding people, but what we really want to do is nourish people. A lot of people that are faced with food insecurity end up with health issues like diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're buying the least expensive food out there,
mm-hmm.
which is not always healthy, a healthy choice. So canned fruit is essential to those boxes, but we stress not that heavy syrup, but packed in water or packed in at least fruit juice,
mm-hmm.
not heavy or light syrup. When we ask for vegetables, we prefer the no salt variety, just because there is so much salt in the average American diet right now.
Yes, there is. Yes.
And we can always add salt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always add less salt.
Mm-hmm.
But when an item comes salty already, there you can't take it away. So when people donate, we like these healthier choices.
Remind everybody again about the challenge you have with the matching donation from the corporate sponsor you have about the importance of Giving Tuesday, and I'm assuming going in through even December, right?
Right. Well, yes, into December, and we actually have, because lots of people around Christmas time like to make a year-end gift.
Good.
So we have another local company called Smith Bell Petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
People may have heard of them. Smith Bell does a lot of good work with us in helping us with our fuel costs. But Smith Bell has given us a grant so that we can do a matching year-end gift as well. So we have Giving Tuesday on Tuesday, and then we have a year-end sponsor for December and later on. So both are crucial. It doubles the impact of your gift. So if you want to give us, and it doesn't matter how much, but let's use $10.
Mm-hmm.
So normally $10 would provide 50 meals.
That's amazing.
But with our matching gift, it's going to provide 100 meals. It's double the impact. It's twice the impact of your gift on Giving Tuesday and later on in December for that year-end gift. We have a number of people that the first time they make a gift, they realize the impact. And look, if people want to come out and see the food bank, I'll be glad to give them a tour so they can see that full impact. It's one thing to know it in your head. It's another thing to actually see the work that we do.
And I'm sure you'll be overwhelmed by seeing that location also.
Yeah, it's a fantastic building. And now that we've expanded it. We've been able to double our freezer space because we turned our old cooler freezer combo into total freezer space.
Oh, wow.
We built a brand new cold dock, which leads into the cooler. And then our warehouse people actually have a logistics hub where they have office space. And we've made a few new offices to bring on more people as, you know, as we're growing.
So it's all on Calvary Church Road, you're saying?
Yes, it's off of Calvary Church Road. It's a mile down on the left mm-hmm. from the intersection of Candler and Calvary Church. It's called Calvary Industrial. And most of the space down that road is getting ready for our inland port, which we are excited about. But we're down there, the only business past the gate on the right. You can't miss us. But if people want a tour, they can contact me through the web or call up the food bank. I would be happy to show anybody what their donation will do for us and for the community.
Wonderful.
Because it's for the community. It's for your neighbors. People would be surprised. Food insecurity, most of us, Mike, are one lost job or one major medical crisis away from being food insecure. It's that close to most of us.
Mm-hmm.
And
great point.
And we're there to fill the gap.
Great point. All right, people can go to your website also and donate, correct?
Absolutely. There's always a donate now button, but you can look for ways to donate. So you can donate your time. We use volunteers every week. Almost every day. We have volunteers working to help us prepare that food for our pantries to get it out. So every Friday, we put out an inventory list. So this is the way our pantries get the food. They go online. They look and see what we have. They make an order. We process that order. And then we either deliver or they pick up the following week.
Wow. That is a process, no doubt about it.
It's a great process. It's well-tuned right now. So, and it is first come, first served, right?
Sure.
So when we say we have 5 pallets of something, and we sometimes we limit how much our pantries can choose to take.
Sure.
But we limit that in order to serve as many as possible. So there might be a 20-box limit on something.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do that, they just order. And hopefully the food will make it to the last one, you know, so that everybody gets what they really want.
Well, again, now's a great time to do it with Thanksgiving tomorrow and with Giving Tuesday next Tuesday. You can go on their website again, gmfb.org. Phil Dennis has been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Phil. Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Mike, for having us.
We got much more for you coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.